Don't judge a house by its candy coating, because this week's discovery gets trapped in a clever witch's cottage. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. Most kids love sweet treats, candy and cookies and cakes with extra frosting. But there's nothing to put young readers off sugar for a while, like the audio edition of author Sarah Malinowski's Sugar and Spice, the 10th fractured fairy tale in her Whatever After series. The story follows 10-year-old Abby and her brother Jonah on yet another adventure in fairy tale land. After a night of fighting with their parents, they decide to lift their spirits with another trip through their magic mirror. They land in a forest, where they meet two kids who could be their twins, Hansel and Gretel. But as Abby tries to figure out a way to save their new friends and get back home, their story takes an unexpected twist, and Abby and Jonah end up trapped in the witch's candy-covered house. Now, it wouldn't really come as much of a surprise if, after publishing this many fractured fairy tales, author Sarah Malinowski would start recycling ideas and storylines. But this 10th book in her fun-filled Whatever After series is loaded with twists and surprises, perhaps even more of them than ever before. And this time around, Abby and Jonah have even less time than usual to get everything back to normal. The added twists bring plenty of action and adventure, as does the witch, who's determined to make poor Jonah into a delicious kid casserole. But while the idea of a witch who eats kids may seem terrifying, Malinowski does an excellent job of taking the witch's poor eyesight and turning her into more of a comical character than a scary monster. And, of course, it all comes together with an important lesson in the end. This time around, Abby and Jonah learn about appreciating what they have in life. And after hours of racing through the forest and battling a vicious witch, this action-packed story ends with a sweet and heartwarming conclusion. But is it worth battling witches with these daring siblings? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. Instead of getting weaker with each new installment, the Whatever After series just seems to be getting better. Sugar and Spice is thrilling and funny and lovable, too. In fact, it's quite possibly the best book yet. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Sugar and Spice by Sarah Malinowski is 3 sugar-coated hours long and is available from Scholastic Audio. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.